It's over. The Suns, sadly, lost the NBA Finals to the Milwaukee Bucks this week. But their great season was a great one, and it was improbable. They were on fire after years of, well, you know, not being so good at all. But our next guest argues, despite the ultimate loss, our hometown heroes managed to do the impossible. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with making baskets, not really. Arizona Republic's media critic Bill Goodykuntz argues they managed to unite a divided community, if only for a brief moment. I spoke more about it earlier with him earlier this morning.
The thing about COVID is it made everything not just tragic in a lot of ways, but also weird, even as we try to come out of it. Just things just didn't seem right because they weren't. But then, I mean, we're mired in an election that, at least in Arizona, does not seem capable of ending. And the thing about that is, like so much of politics now, it's so divisive. And it's, and when I say divisive, it's not that politics were not always divisive. Of course, I mean, it, like any competition, one side wins and one side loses. But what I mean here is, it's not enough for me to disagree with you. I also have to try to denigrate you and call you stupid and say that you're an idiot and that not only are you wrong, you are incapable of being right. And those are just for like the simple disagreements. And it's just, it's dispiriting and it's depressing. And that's why I feel like in some ways, you know, the Suns, obviously they had the second best record in the NBA this year, but still in a lot of ways, I feel like they snuck up on people.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the best thing, you know, sometimes it's the unexpected thing that really gets you going.
Yeah, like they were not supposed to be this good this year, and they've been so bad for so long, right?
They're so bad. So bad. And they and the thing that you gotta remember is, even, you know, they make the playoffs for the first time in 11 years, which in itself is a pretty big deal. You know, they're the second seed and they're not even favored to beat the Lakers in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of where they were at. Just so, it was so unexpected and just made people so happy. And I really think that there's something to be said for getting overly invested in things that don't matter that much in the big scheme of things. I mean, I think that that's why people love sports. That's why people love movies to the extent that they do. You want to get away from your real life and you want to be invested, but in a way that if it doesn't work out the way you wanted it to, when it's over, you know, you're kind of back to normal. You know, things don't change. They change a lot for Chris Paul. They change a lot for Devin Booker. They really change a lot for Giannis. But yeah, but for you and me or whoever else, it's like, ah, shoot, they lost. Oh, well, I still got to go to work tomorrow, you know.
And you argue they really, you know, they brought us together in this moment when we really needed it. In what ways? How did you see this?
Well, I remember when the legislature was in session, the one of the things they could agree on was to they put the game on in the chamber. And they, you know, I'm sure that your Twitter timeline, like mine, is filled with all kinds of voices saying all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I follow a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. I kind of, for my job, I kind of need to know what people are saying on all sides of the issue. The one thing that every side came together on here in Phoenix was their love of the Suns. The one thing that everybody seemingly in the world agreed on was their hatred of Scott Foster, the referee.
Yeah.
But Suns fans, Bucks fans, everybody seems to hate him. So in that way, he may be the most unifying force of all. But I've always felt like, and I've said this before, that like during something like the NBA Finals, or the Super Bowl, or the World Cup, or the Olympics, Twitter can be like the world's biggest sports bar. You know? I mean, you can argue, but it's good natured, and again, it's ultimately kind of meaningless. You know, it's all, even if it gets, you know, heated, it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
And that's what this was like. I just feel like the fact that it came from out of nowhere, it's like winning the lottery in some ways or something. Like winning the mood lottery. I think it just made everybody happy.
Yeah. The Valley's also different than other big cities, right? Like we're a bunch of little cities rolled into one metro area. We're pretty new. We're fast growing. Lots of people say, you know, Phoenix lacks identity. We don't know who we are. Things like this help us decide that, right? Help us come together in a common identity.
I think so. And other teams have had some success. The Mercury have won, you know, three titles. I mean, there's been some sports success here. But in its heart, I think Phoenix and the Valley, it's always been a Suns town. They started here. They were the first professional franchise here. And they actually have had the most success here, other than the Mercury or the Rattlers or something. And over the last decade, that's kind of an identity that was starting to go away. Because, mm-hmm. You had to be a hardcore Suns fan to really care about them, you know, in the last few years. I spoke with Al McCoy, the legendary Hall of Fame announcer for the Suns, a few times during the finals. And he talked about how he said, even if, you know, he said in those years, he said, there wasn't a lot to talk about. He said, luckily, there are so many good players in the NBA that you can kind of concentrate on that. But there was not a lot to talk about in a good way about the Suns for a long time. And then all of a sudden there was.
Yeah. Do you think it matters, Bill, that we lost? Does it damper this in any way, or are the Bucks not the worst team to lose to?
Well, it does damper it, yes. it would, given the choice to win or lose, I think I'd take a win every time. Yeah, of course, it stinks that they lost. But the Bucks, to me, the Bucks are impossible to hate. Mm. And if you saw Giannis after the game strutting around with his goggles on, smoking cigars and dancing, you just cannot. And by the way, if you watch the game, the way he played was unbelievable. It's just impossible not to like those guys. It's fun to hate the Lakers or whoever, but those guys just seem to, they earned it and they had a good time. And then you see on Twitter that the next day Giannis goes to a Chick-fil-A and orders 50 chicken nuggets. And of course, you know, if you're a Suns fan, it stinks that they lost. And I have to say, as far as people like you and I are concerned, it's good for business when the Suns win. But the Bucks, there's just something kind of cool about them.
All right. Bill Goodykoontz, media critic for the Arizona Republic, reminding us why sports are the great uniter. Bill, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.